This music by Steve Reich, The Daniel Variations, was recorded live at the annual Bang on a Can Music Marathon at the World Financial Center's Winter Garden, and featured a relatively recent band on the new music scene here in New York. They're called Signal, and they're led by conductor Brad Lubman, and already they've made a reputation for their performances, especially of the music of Steve Reich. I'm John Schaefer, and this is New Sounds, program number 2844. And my guest in the studio is Brad Lubman. Brad, good to see you again.
Good to see you, John. It's good to be here.
You are, and have been, a very busy conductor over the years. We worked together back in 94 when you conducted a Milton Babbitt piece for the 50th anniversary of WNYC-FM.
That's correct.
And by that point, you'd already made a reputation for yourself as specifically a conductor of modern music. Mm-hmm. What made you decide that there needed to be another, you know, ensemble along the lines of Signal?
Well, you know, over the years, I've had the pleasure and privilege to work with many great ensembles in New York and, you know, around the globe. And people would even say to me, well, you know, Brad, you should start your own group. And I thought, well, I don't want to just duplicate what's out there. And I guess I felt there should be a need for something. And in 2007, for the June in Buffalo Festival, I was asked, would I be able to get an ensemble together to do an all Reich program, Daniel Variations and Tehillim? And I said, oh, yeah, absolutely. So we put together this sort of all-star cast of people who over the past 10 years had worked together in various subsets, but the one connection was they all had worked with me in some way or shape or form. And it was the first time that all these people were assembled under one roof. And it was just such a phenomenal connection. It went, you know, above and beyond, wow, these are really great players. And it was at the first rehearsal, it was wonderful to see people say, oh, hey, oh, you're doing this. Oh, I haven't seen you for so many years. And it was during the...
It's an incestuous little community, isn't it?
It's a bit of that, you know. And the thing is that there are, for example, the percussionists are members of So Percussion. There are some people from the group Alarmable Sound, from Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center. You know, there's a lot. And so during the first rehearsal break, I said to the cellist of the group, Lauren Rudnovsky, I said, this is really something else. This is amazing. This is something that we should try and keep going, basically. So, you know, to make a long story short, she became the executive director. And I contacted several people, you know, and we made all these different contacts, and there were immediate responses. For example, Bang on a Can said, yes, let's have you at the marathon.
Right.
Tom Morris from the Ojai Festival, oh, this would be perfect. Come and do an all Reich program at Ojai. And so Signal was born. And the one thing I have to say is what we all feel is that in the, you know, the United States here, that we need to have a London Sinfonietta or Ensemble Moderne, Ensemble Intercontemporain, this type of Sinfonietta-sized 25 to 30-member group, because there's a huge bulk of repertoire.
Okay, so to get back to your point earlier that America needs an ensemble along the lines of the London Sinfonietta in England, or the Ensemble Moderne in Germany, or the Ensemble Intercontemporain in France, it seems to me that we're actually seeing a lot of bands of that ilk. I mean, Alarm Will Sound is one of them. But now, there are lots of kind of chamber orchestra / orchestrette sized bands being formed to play new music.
Yes.
Is that repertoire driven, or is that driving the repertoire in turn? I mean, is it chicken and egg?
Yeah, chicken and egg. Here's my theory. I could say that, having been, and I still am, on faculty at the Eastman School of Music, where I started in 1997, I started to notice, you know, with the students, a general change, which went something like this and still goes like this. You know, I don't want to play in an orchestra, you know? And, well, I'm not sure what I want to do. Well, this is a generation of people who are defining their own lives. They're, you know, and that actually started, though, I have to say, I think that the model of that came from, well, it actually will go way back. The formation of Steve Reich and Musicians, or Philip Glass Ensemble, these are people who looked around at the world around them in the late 60s, and they said, you know, we just don't fit in, and I'm not going to try and fit in, so we're just going to do it on our own. Then some 20 years later, three people by the name of Michael Gordon, David Lang, and Julie Wolf in 1980, I think 87.
86.
Same thing. It's like, you know, this is not working for us. And rather than struggle, let's just create the world in which we want to live. And so they did that.
And that was bang on a can.
So now by the mid to late 90s, you have so many people now. The tables have sort of turned. Now the majority, I think in certain schools anyway, the majority of the students are saying, you know, I want to create what I want to do. I don't want to say, what is it, orchestra or teaching? Orchestra or teaching?
Well, and listening to Signal in that very first performance that we just heard, playing Tehillim, Steve Reich has often talked about how Tehillim, when he orchestrated it, was not what he wanted because a full orchestra has too many strings and he wanted the nimble, versatile sound of like single or maybe double strings
right.
as opposed to like a 20-piece first violin and a 20-piece second violin section.
Right, exactly.
So there is some repertoire that's being written for ensembles of this size.
Yes.
And is that also driven by the same kind of idea? I don't want to get locked into that old model.
Yes. You have composers who, for whatever reason, whether it's they've grown up listening to pop music, an orchestra is meant to do certain things, and beautifully. There are mm-hmm. certain things that you can't get otherwise. But I think young composers need to know, well, what am I after? And so when they discover this is what happens. They say, yeah, you know, I wrote a bunch of orchestral pieces, and then I changed my style, mm-hmm. and I wanted something that was X, Y, and Z, and therefore I need to have single strings, you know, one on a part. The ensemble should be amplified a bit. And it's a natural, you know, natural progression.
All of which makes Steve Reich seem so far ahead of the curve because he had come to these conclusions 20, 30 years ago.
Yes.
And so so the band Signal has, you know, early in its life already kind of scoped out a couple of composers that you're particularly interested in working with, and Steve Reich is clearly one of them.
Yes.
If we look at something like Reich's City Life, now this is not Signal, but this is you conducting Steve Reich. And who's the ensemble here in this recording?
This is the Steve Reich and musicians.
So you are conducting his band.
Yes, that was how I started working with Steve. He came to, if you remember, Bang on a Can had a chamber orchestra in the mid-90s called Spit.
Yeah.
Yes. So Steve came to the first performance of that, and I was introduced to him. And the next morning he called me up. He said, listen, I was so impressed. I want you to, you know, can you do something for me? My ensemble is doing the New York premiere of City Life. It's a new piece I'm working on. I said, I would love to do it. And so we did that, and then while we were rehearsing that, he said, listen, how would you like to record this one on such? I said, absolutely. So there we are.
And here it is. This is the final movement of Steve Reich's City Life, which incorporates sounds of Lower Manhattan, and in this piece, Heavy Smoke, the sounds are of the first World Trade Center bombing. You'll hear the firefighters and the telephone operators and stuff and sirens and things, and the sounds of Steve Reich's own band, conducted by my guest, Brad Lubman, on New Sounds.
What are you doing? Guns, guys, weapons,
That is the end of City Life, a suite of pieces for ensemble and recorded sounds by Steve Reich. My guest, Brad Lubman, conducting the Steve Reich Ensemble, called Steve Reich and Musicians officially. Heavy Smoke is the name of that excerpt from City Life. That's a None Such recording, and as Brad told us, the first time that you had worked with Steve Reich, and that has turned into a very productive relationship.
Yes.
With the new orchestra, that, what do you call it? I mean, Signal is not an orchestra.
It's an ensemble, a chamber ensemble, I suppose.
Awfully big
a
chamber.
A large chamber ensemble, a sinfonietta.
So with Signal now, having already, you know, recorded or performed a bunch of Steve Reich's pieces, what are you looking for in the future? Is there a commission involved or anything like that?
One thing that it's really important about the ensemble is that we do also a wide scope of things. So, for example, we're discussing the music of Helmut Lachenmann and doing that, and George Benjamin, you know, for example.
Very different sort of music.
Very, very different, you know. More in towards the Steve Reich side of things, our projects with David Lang. I wanted to make sure early on that we didn't become just, oh yeah, that's the group that's doing all Steve Reich.
That's the Reich cover band.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So we're not that. We do lots of different things, disparate styles.
The band is called Signal. The conductor is Brad Lubman. He's my guest. I'm John Schaefer, and you're listening to New Sounds. This is New Sounds, program number 2844, and my guest is Brad Lubman, composer, conductor, the founder of Signal, the big ensemble, large chamber, small orchestra, whatever you want to call it, the group that has associated itself with contemporary composers like Steve Reich. There's a kind of a practical side to all of this. I mean, we've talked about, you know, the musical ideas behind it and things like that. When you have one player to a part, it's kind of easier to move. I mean, if your first gig was in New York and your second gig was in Ojai, you know, in Southern California, you need to move a lot of people. And just being realistic about it, you know, in the new music world, there's some money, but there's not enough money to support, like, you know, a 100-piece orchestra dedicated to new music and stuff. How much did practicality enter into all of this?
I think that everything was based on an artistic, you know, it was all artistic decisions. It's true that if we were looking to do something for even 40 musicians or higher, I think then you start to, as you said, you can't just fly an ensemble of that size.
Well, and I think a lot of composers have made the artistic decision to be practical in the forces that they write for.
Right, exactly. It's, you know, I mean, everybody knows that after the Rite of Spring, soon after that, I mean, you know, well, what did Stravinsky do? You have L'Histoire du Soldat, which is for seven people.
For seven
not
people.
Not 107.
Because there was a world war in progress.
Right, exactly.
He was being realistic.
Right. So there's a little bit of a practical thing. But I think for us, the idea to form it was really driven by artistic needs.
So let me just ask, where did the name Signal come from for this American analog to Ensemble Moderne?
Well, I have to tell you, the name was suggested by none other than Steve Reich.
Really?
Yes. We thought of many, many names, and we spoke with many different people. And, you know, at a certain point, you're basically, you know, tossing back and forth. You know, hey, what do you think of this? What do you think of that? And he simply said, he says, yeah, I always thought the name Signal would be good. Oh,
it is a good name.
Wait a minute. That's it. Right. So it stuck. It's the name that we like the most. And thank you, Steve.
But you're not a Steve Reich cover band.
That's right.
Brad, always a pleasure to see you. Congratulations on the new ensemble. And look forward to hearing more from Signal.
Thank you so much, John. Thanks for having me here.
If you'd like a playlist for this New Sounds program, it'll tell you what we've been hearing and where you can find much of this music for yourself. Just write to us, our email address, newsounds@wnyc.org, and ask for playlist number 2844. Or go to the New Sounds page of our website to hear this or any other New Sounds program on your computer whenever you like. It's an audio archive, and the playlists are on that page as well. And If you go to the right-hand side of the New Sounds page, you can subscribe to our podcasts, which is something that the staff are all very excited about. So check us out online, the New Sounds page at WNYC.org. Let's listen next to some music from the American composer and violinist Michael Golasso, who's done a fair amount of film score work in the early years of his career in the 1970s, worked with the American theater director Robert Wilson on some of Wilson's early pieces. From the album Scenes, this is a series of works for solo violin and tape loops. We're going to hear Scene 6, music from Michael Golasso on New Sounds.
Thank you.
music by the American violinist and composer Michael Galasso, Scene 6, from his 1982 album called Scenes. These are early works from him. Many of them were done for various theater productions, including those of Robert Wilson. And that'll just about do it for this edition of New Sounds. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks very much for being with us.